The Brian Cash Clause Radio Show. More business for your business every Thursday at 2. 106.1 FM, 1340 AM. Local business owners, listen up. We direct more customers through your doors with a printed coupon book and radio show. More business for your business. Call 727-600-4889. That's 727-600-4889.
Lonnie and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed with a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Mr. Brian Cash Clause!
Hey, Bobby, another one in the books.
Yeah, it's the truth, my friend.
We're throwing a party for you, Bobby.
I know.
See, I told you I would do it.
I appreciate it. You are a man of your words.
Can you put the radio on out there so the people can hear that?
I will get it, yep.
Okay. Wanted to say this. There's two ships you don't want to be on, okay?
Mm.
Who knows the answer to that? What are the two ships you don't want to be on?
The sinking ship.
That's one. Okay, what's the second ship you don't want to
the
be on?
The Titanic.
Get closer, Mr. Allen.
The Titanic. I don't know.
A partnership.
A partnership.
Oh.
Two ships you don't want to be on. You know, you can only... It's amazing, like, when in a partnership, sometimes... You know, they say a house divided will fall.
We're talking about marriage, right?
Yeah.
Well, it applies to just about everything, you know?
Just about anything in life, right. You can use principles like, say, honesty, hope, courage, integrity. You can apply these spiritual principles to business. You can apply them to your relationship, to God. You can apply them to your relationship, since there are men in here, to your wives, right? And it's hard sometimes, a partnership, right? Isn't it?
It is, but when everything, like, cues in, everything is, like, in sync, everybody is, like, doing something for the other person, and it just is wonderful. It just is the right thing to do, and it's where we are at the maximum.
You know, when I say we, what I really mean?
What do you mean?
I mean, I got a mouse in my pocket.
I thought you were talking French. Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. But they say, like, if you're walking down a railroad track, right, and one person has their arm out on the other rail, you can walk forever. But if you try to walk by yourself, that eventually you're going to fall off. So it is, a partnership is important. But it is frustrating sometimes when you have people that think differently, right?
Absolutely.
You know, but a house divided will fall. That's what I said earlier. So you got a unity. Like, if you take a twig and you break it, you can break one twig. But if you take 50 twigs and they're unified together, you can't break 50 twigs. So right. Unity and our common welfare should come first.
Truth.
Aren't you glad I did all that, Bob? I mean, Alan.
I am, because what you just taught me is you need to marry one person, because when you have multiples, you can't do it.
Ah.
There you go.
I've been married for 39 years to the same woman.
And has 10 grandchildren.
Oh, 11.
11, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, 10 girls, one boy.
There you go. So, Alan, tell us what you do.
I've got 28 years and 10 grandchildren, so he's beating me.
There you go.
Anyhow, what I do a couple of things. One, name of my company is Private Drive. And kind of like if you think about Uber, it's driving people around at a greatly reduced rate. But I extend that because I will take people on a private drive, which means maybe they want to go to Orlando or Gainesville or Miami or whatever, and they're looking for a driver. And I, again, at substantially reduced rates, they can hire me. And I also have the ability to stay over. So people who are looking to stay over for a day to visit relatives or whatever, I can stay over. I can work in the area, pick them up when they want to, and bring them back. So in that relationship, I would differ, you know, just from the on-call car that you might call from Uber or Lyft. The other thing I do, which is the most fun, I take people out boating. And I do it up and down the coastline here, the intercoastal, clear water up and down. And we do it for lazy days on a pontoon boat. We can go out six, eight people. We can float around, watch dolphins, hop in and out of the islands, go seashell hunting, sunbathing, swimming, you know, whatever they want to do for a half a day or a whole day, either way. And, again, the rates are greatly reduced compared to what people would find out there trying to rent a boat out on the coastline. I can take people out there in the week for as little as $75 plus gas. For a whole day, I can take them out for $180 plus gas and have a good time. And weekends, a little bit more because of the demand situation, but it really works out to their advantage. And I can do it either on a pontoon boat for lazy rides, or I can take a faster, speedier type boat, like a 25 or 26-foot Key West and go out, and if they want to do a little fishing, I will take them out fishing, although I am not a fishing captain. By that I mean I don't catch their fish for them. I don't clean the fish. I don't bait the hooks. I just let them have a good time fishing and bring them back. But, of course, I don't charge anywhere near what a fishing captain would charge, which is typically about $600 or $700 for four or five or six people to go out for the day.
Easily.
I'm charging considerably less. And the reason for it is I'm having a good time, too. I mean, somebody pays me to be on the water. I think that's just great. And so I share the love around doing that.
Wow, that's nice.
Well, I'll tell you that I looked into renting a boat and going out there and just spending the afternoon or maybe the whole day with my family, you know, just having a good time out there. And it hit me. I have no idea what the laws or the rules are on the water. Somebody could be doing 100 miles an hour in my direction, and I would start wondering, do I go to the left? Do I go to the right? What are them buoys out there for? Is that like low water, high water? What? I would get into trouble.
A lot of people do. The big problem people have that are new to the ocean waters is that they see great expanses of water. Little do they know that water is 6 inches, 8 inches, 10 inches deep. Most of the ocean water around the shoreline is extremely shallow, and you need to know where the channels are. You need to be able to read a map to know what your depths are, and you need to know where to go. So you're exactly right. And people will pay, you know, $300, $400, $500 to go out on a boat and find themselves stuck on a sandbar someplace and have a miserable day.
That's exactly what I was looking at. And maybe put the family at risk where for less money, I can have you guide us.
Yeah.
And we can enjoy the day.
Correct. Yeah. That's the way it works. Most people have just a really, really fun time out on the water. And
do you let them steer the boat, too, sometimes?
I do the steering of the boat, yes. I do the navigation and the steering.
Would you ever let someone steer it?
I have been known to let a small child sit in my lap and hold the wheel while we go.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Something like that. Sure.
Yeah. The whole idea is to have, by the time we get back, it's really a family. We're all together doing one thing and having a lot of laughs and a good time.
Right. I'm going to have to look you up because this is something that I need, I want, I've been wanting. I mean, think about it. We're in Florida. We're in the Gulf.
Right.
We want to use the water, but my gosh, I'm a dangerous guy in that water.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, it turns out really well. And I can go out of most any port from Tarpon north to Clearwater south. So regardless of where the people live, we can get usually a port close to them. And if it's in the immediate area where I am, I will include the transportation from the house to the boat also, pick them up in the car and take them out. But again, if it makes sense and it's close, you know, relatively close.
We have a call on that.
We got Ray on the line.
Hey, Ray, what's up, my friend?
This is Rick.
Rick.
Now we have Rick.
Rick. Well, we got Rick. You have a question for our friend here that does boats? And he does
cars.
Right. So what question do you have for him, Rick?
This is Rick from All Pro, bud.
I know that. Give us a...
I don't have any questions for him. I just calling in. I was just checking in on you, man.
You got to have a question for him. Do you like to go boating?
I've got my own boat, bud. I take my own boat out there.
Do you?
Out of Three Hooker Island and everything else, though.
Well, that's good. What type of boat do you have?
I got a 26-foot Baja with a 454.
Wow, is that a good boat?
Oh, that's a fast boat. Yeah, very fast.
Really? See that? Yeah, we got Bill. He's out there right now. What we're going to do is close up with my friend Alan. He has to be somewhere at 2:45.
Yep.
So we got him on first.
Okay.
And can you just stay on hold just for a second?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so in closing, you know, it's kind of neat. I can see where I want to use his services. I've already committed to use it. And I could just see where it could be joyful. When you said the scenery, seeing the dolphins and all that.
Yep. Yeah.
And you really have it down to, like, what you you know the deal. Can I ask you this? What'd you do before this? And I'm not stroking you, because to be real, you seem very educated and a very calm, peaceful guy, right? And I sense the aura of peace.
Well, I've had a place down here for 30 years. So
what'd you do?
I was on the water for a long time, but I came out of Chicago, and I had my own insurance agency, independent insurance agency.
Wow, and so Aflac.
Yeah.
So when he said Aflac, you knew right away.
I did know right away, but I come from a colonial background.
Ah, they're sort of like we share the same.
We share the same deal.
That's Aflac the only one that does it? Like the stuff that's extra, or is it there are competitors to Aflac?
You know, when it comes down to it, it's the agent that you have that you want to really, that's the one that provides the maximum service, is the
Correct.
Agent.
Good point.
And
good
so point. I'm an independent agent. I'm not just selling Aflac. I sell whatever it is that is best for you.
Right. Good point. Is that right? Did you do this?
Right.
So that's what you dealt with, was insurance and stuff.
I had an independent agency that sold many lines, including the Colonial, which is a...
Do you miss it?
I do miss it because I enjoyed it very much, but I had a scenario with my back that doesn't allow me to sit up in the desk anymore.
Okay.
So now I lounge in a boat.
And, well, there you go.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, you know, Alan, I think that the thing that your service does by being able to provide us by driving us to where we want to go in a safe manner, and by car and by boat, is that you take the stress out of that.
Yep.
And
yep.
when you take the stress out of that, it allows us to be able to enjoy that ride. So I really want to thank you, because that is a You can't put a dollar amount on that.
He brings joy to people's lives.
Yes, he does, by reducing stress.
Thank you, Santana. Appreciate yes. getting to meet you.
Alan, I knew he was a professional. I knew it.
Just Alan, you'll be well.
Yeah, Alan, bye-bye. Be well.
Hey, and everybody line up and call him and call now and get on the list.
Oh, no, it's going fast.
Check's in the mail.
And, Brian, we also got London on the line with Ray, or with Rick.
All right, London, what's going on?
What's going on, buddy?
How are you, buddy? You should use this phone. That one's broken. But anyhow, you want to win some money, London?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you eat an elephant?
What?
How do you eat an elephant?
One
bite at a time.
One bite at a time.
There you go. All right, thank you. We got Rick on the line. Is Rick still there? Hello?
I'm here, bud.
Okay.
I'm here.
We got Bill in the studio here. Get up to the mic, mister. So this is All Pros Auto Center, Auto Repair and Body Shop, and then you're representing Clearwater Toyota.
Yes, sir.
And what do you do there at Clearwater Toyota?
I'm a service advisor.
And what does that mean?
Means basically if you have your vehicle you need to bring in to have it serviced, if you have problems with the vehicle, I'm the liaison between you and the technicians, basically.
Okay, so you do customer service.
Absolutely.
And what was the name you said it was?
Clearwater Toyota.
No, what your title was?
Service advisor.
Where? I get a kick out of that. Service advisor.
That's yeah, it. I advise you what you need to spend.
Yeah.
Yes, advise you. In other words, you're the guy that sticks the hand in the person's wallet.
No. I make them pull it out and give it to me first. It gets very dangerous any other way.
He so gives you the options.
Does your credit card start with 4 or 5? And they say, you know what they say to you?
What do they say?
They say, I don't know. Well, pull it out. Let's see.
That's a great telemarketing line.
Yeah.
So. I just want to do a shout out right now. You remember Bonnabelle?
Yes.
Guess where she is right now?
Ooh.
American Idol.
What?
We're not supposed to talk about it, but all we can say is she's going really well. Really well.
Nice. Yes. She's our guest of ours. She did something
with children.
With children, right.
Yes.
Right. With
Dream Street Foundation.
Dream Street Foundation, where they let us be part of their deal. And the foundation generated $25,000 in one night.
Wow.
And
impressive.
Well, you were there.
I was there. And
magic shows. Tell them about the shows we had.
It was fantastic.
We did a live radio show from there.
And the songs, the sound that came out of her was like, angelic.
Yeah. So that was on the... So, Rick, do you have a question for my friend Bill at at Clearwater Toyota?
Not really a question for him. I've known Bill for quite a while, since we've been doing business with him down there. He's one of the better writers down there. I know he's a pretty honest guy, takes care of his customers very well. And, he's one of my favorite team down there, the RIT team. I like feeding Bill. Did you feed Bill some hamburgers?
Yes, we got him coming out.
Yeah.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken. We're going to be, since you're not here, we're going to do the lobster next week.
Look at that, Rick.
You'll come back?
Yeah.
Hey, I might have to.
Yes, come back.
Lobster.
Yeah.
I had to bribe Bill down there telling me to give him a hamburger, man. Yeah. The guy gave him a hamburger.
Yeah, we got the young lady out there, Joanna, from Palm Harbor Bistro.
Ah.
She's filming us, putting it on Facebook. So,
really?
Yeah. So, you know the lady, Joanna from Palm Harbor Bistro?
I don't know her personally, no.
Yeah, but what a food they put out. So, she's
where in. Where are they located at?
Tell them where you're located at there, Joanna.
32922 US 19 North. We are in the same parking lot as the new Starbucks. We're on the south end of that parking lot. It's called Oasis Plaza, which is just north of Tampa Road, maybe a quarter of a block.
And isn't Sprint right next to the, where the Sprint store is?
Yes, uh-huh. Sprint is right next door to the new Starbucks, yes.
Yeah.
They share a driveway.
Right, so right there. It's a good place. She puts out breakfast, lunch,
and dinner.
Dinner. Mm-hmm. And it's just all stuffed steaks. Best breakfast you've ever had.
Homemade. Everything homemade that we can homemade is homemade.
Yeah, we got... We got Nick on from Fantastic Sammy's. You there, Nick?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Things are going great. Wish you were here.
Ah, man, I did my best, but I'm here in spirit and voice.
Well, there you go. We got Rick on the line from All Pro Auto Center and Auto Repair and Body Shop. We got Alicia Santana from Aflac, and we got Bill from Clearwater Toyota. We got Joanna from Palm Harbor Bistro, and we got the famous Bobby, and we're throwing a party for Bobby because he's leaving.
Oh, Bobby.
And it's a real good party because we're happy he's leaving.
Whoa.
So it's actually, you know what it is? It's a celebration.
There you go.
No, I'm only kidding. What did I tell
I'm
you?
I'm still alive.
You're still alive. Let's play a song. Who wants to pick a song for Let's Clearwater Toyota? Pick a song. It's being sponsored by All Pro Auto Center, Auto Repair and Body Shop. And you pick a song, and we're going to play it from...
Any particular genre that you're looking for?
Whatever you like.
How about Glory Days?
There you go.
There you go. And then Nick, stay on the line.
I'm giving away my age when I say that, but I'm okay with that.
Yes.
What, you're 25?
It's more than that to give away your age there, Bill.
You know, think about this. We're on 106.1 FM. So on 105.5, what we found out is people are switching channels and they hear a song, and maybe if they don't like talk radio, they'll stay with the song.
Makes sense.
It makes sense, right? So we have the song. So then on 107.3 is the Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in between the Dove and the Eagle, and we're the Falcon.
I thought we were going to start playing some more rock and roll. There you go.
Okay, so anyhow, this song is being sponsored by All Pro Auto Center and Auto Repair and Body Shop, and it's being sponsored by Clearwater Toyota.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
We went.
I'd like to say hello to Ed also.
He says hi.
He says hi. You can't say hi like that on the. You have to talk when you're on radio. Isn't that true? Say hi.
I'm talking.
What part of New York is he from?
I don't know.
Forget about it.
She said Toyota.
Toyota. Forget about it. Have some coffee later on, okay?
It sounds like he's from south of the Bronx.
Yeah, south of the Bronx.
So we got on the house, Rick, your guy here. Bill's doing a good job. He might be after my job.
I doubt it.
For Bill?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You mean from Clearwater Toyota, the service guy, the one that helps you choose?
No, what's his title? No, give me your title again.
ASN, Service Advisor.
Service Advisor.
And look for Bill whenever you're there because he is number one, and he will get you squared away. He'll let you know what your car needs and the options you have.
Most of the time, you don't have to worry about looking for me. You'll hear me before you see me.
Ah.
What do they call the guys that pick up
and
the garbage?
And I can vouch for that.
Okay. You know the happiest guy that I do business with is?
And who would that be?
And one day I was sad, so it really hit me how happy he was. Rick.
Oh, he's absolutely fantastic. There's no doubt about it.
Right. If you want to have someone uplift you, and that it's touched by God, right? I actually believe that. He has the spirit, the God spirit. It's you, Rick. There's no one that I've ever come across in my life that's been good to me, kind. You know, he gave me a referral. Just everything about him, his love, God, happy, joy. I'm describing Rick.
He lights up the room when he comes in.
Yes, with joy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean,
you guys, you're giving me a big head over here, you know?
Yeah, well, it's the truth. I really have. It's an honor to know you.
Well, thank you.
And then,
you too.
And then the ugliest and the meanest guy I do business with is Nick from Fantastic Sam's. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, I'm doing good. You know, you were talking to Bill there, weren't you?
I was talking to Bill, Rick.
Yeah, but I thought you were talking about me, and I was getting all misty-eyed and everything else.
No, you're the guy that robs the person's wallet, but at least the next day you try to help them find it.
Yeah,
But they look good. They look good in the process.
Look good when they're looking.
Yeah.
Actually, from an intelligent standpoint, even though he's kind, from an intelligent standpoint, if you want to get good suggestions on how to live life on life's terms and really share a problem or an obstacle you're going through. Really, Nick, you are the guy to talk to.
Oh, come on, Brian.
You are.
Thank you, bro.
Now give me my $10 for saying that.
It's in the mail.
The check's in the mail.
I think he needs a haircut, too.
Yeah, he does.
Fantastic.
Yep, 2134 Main Street.
Oh, you got that in there, see?
What's that?
30, how many years?
Oh, pushing 40.
40?
Wow. 40 years, same owner, Christy Hill.
Yeah, Christy, what a
proud owner.
Tell them how you met Christy.
Who did?
How'd you meet Christy?
I was getting my hair cut in her store there, and the guy that was cutting my hair said, by the way, Nick, this is the last time I'm going to be cutting your hair. And I said, why, man? What did I do? And he says, no, I'm moving away. I said, well, who the heck is going to cut my hair? And this little pipsqueak, because Christy's less than 5 feet tall, pipes up and says, I'll do your hair. And lo and behold, other than, a couple of those times, we've been together ever since.
That's what a story, huh?
That's a nice story.
You know, I mean, really, I always like to find out how people met, right? If you think about it. And we were almost going to go somewhere else, right? You know what I mean? Like, it's just amazing when you hear stories how there was a movie by Richard Gere was called Intersection. And they take the accident, but they go back before the accident.
Ah, yes.
Of how the two different people that had the major car accident, they took both their lives.
What led up to that?
And that what led up to it. Like, what made them get to that point where, and the movie was called Intersection.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. So, Rick, you there?
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Give us, let's see if you can do it, Bill. Ask Rick a tough question about cars and see if he knows the answer.
mechanically or body shop type?
Either one.
Yeah, see? Bill got you.
I have to know what I know. You know what you know, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
So ask a quick question. So when a door gets slammed off or actually gets hit and the door check gets broken, does that have to go to a body shop or can it be fixed by mechanics?
That's a good question.
Depends by how it bends the door, isn't it?
Well, it depends on whether it damaged the door or not. If it actually just broke the check inside the door, a mechanic could do that. Yes, he could replace that piece for you and get that done. But if it actually did damage the door because it swung too far out or something like that,
then they need you.
Body shop.
Right. Yeah. See that?
Absolutely.
Now, do you guys use All Pro Auto Center Auto Repair and Body Shop? You use those guys for your body work?
Yes, we do. Anything we have that we get traded in, if it needs additional work, we will use Rick at All Pro there. Many of our customers that come into the service department, they need body work done on their cars. We do not have a body shop. So Rick is the man that takes care of that.
Right. And it doesn't matter, too, like I just said about him having love in his heart.
Oh, there's no doubt.
That does make a difference.
I've had many customers come back after the fact and thank me for introducing me to him.
Right. Because there was a book written, The Greatest Salesman in the World, right? And it doesn't sound like what it is, but it tells you that you should really care for your customers. And then online, you know, they had those comments. Like everybody makes a comment of a book. And the guy goes, I can put it just in a nutshell. Love your customers. If you love your customers, then in turn, they're going to do good by you.
Absolutely.
Right?
And that's how businesses grow.
Right. Who could not want to do business with Rick? I mean, really, if you think about it.
He's a great man.
He's a great
man. You know what else I like about business make a choice when I'm doing business? I like to do business with people I like. It's so simple. You know, just as was once said, can't we just get along?
Gee, that sounds like that should be a song.
Yeah.
I think Ronnie King said that, actually. Right?
Yeah, he did.
And the thing, too, is this, is in life, too. You know, what is your purpose in life, right? I heard that, you know, purpose. You know, purpose means it gives you meaning to life, and also it's continuous. Purpose, the difference, a goal is an accomplishment. It has a beginning and an end. But if you ask someone, what's your purpose to life, right? What a question to ask. And for me, it's like my kids are here right now with me, and I'm going to take them to cheerleading and football. And it hit me. I always thought my purpose in life was to make money. I really did. Until recently, I realized there's more to life than making money. It's about being calm, being untroubled, and being at peace. And that's serenity, right?
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to do that.
It's easy to do the older
we
get.
But I don't. Even coming to this show, I thought I had different. Me and my partner disagreed on what was supposed to be here today, right? So I was like troubled by it. Like, hey, I made a promise to do something. But you know what? In the end, it all worked out. It all worked out, you know? And you just got to remember everything happens for a reason.
Yep.
Right? And my troubles, if I really believe what I'm about to say, my troubles are of my own making. And when I believe that, I really believe that I have a better chance of overcoming my troubles when I'm not trying to blame another person, but I'm taking responsibility and saying I'm the problem.
Well said.
Right?
Well, you know, Brian, if I've been in here a little bit, yeah. I mean, life's made of choices, and there's always repercussions from the choices you make. And the sooner you accept the repercussions, whether they're good or bad, to where you can move on, the better off you are. That's why I try to stay happy all the time.
And you seem to do it. And then, like, the last time we were on, too, you had a near-death experience, right, where you had a car accident. And I think, like, I noticed, like, when I went to the doctor and I thought I was dying and stuff like that, and I started to notice butterflies and stuff that I didn't notice before. Because I was like, this is the last time I'm going to see that, you know. But really, stop and smell the roses. Anyhow, we got Palm Harbor Bistro on, Joanna. So what do you think, Joanna? Who asked some questions? Who wants to ask some questions to her about her restaurant there in Palm Harbor? Who wants to ask? Someone on the...
I'll ask. I'll ask where you're located.
We are just north of Tampa Road on US 19 in a plaza called Oasis Palm.
Okay, okay. I'm sitting at Curlew 19 now, so you're a little bit north of me?
So I'm one light north of you. If you make the U-turn after you cross Tampa Road, you end up in our parking lot. We are just...
I know where you're at. As a matter of fact, they just built a new Starbucks. Right?
Correct.
Are you right?
They're on the north side. We're on the south side. Same parking lot.
Yep. I know where you're at now.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a Moe's, I think, there, too. Or whatever.
They just opened up today. Actually, they were giving out free samples yesterday, yes.
Now, does that help you out?
It does, because a lot of people that go there decide they don't want to be there. They see us, and they come to us.
That's a good attitude.
Yes, yes.
You know, I found out that number one Chick-fil-A was the one that was in the mall, because all day long they're doing business, and it just beat out one of the other Chick-fil-A's, and yet they have so much competition right there, right? So sometimes competition is good because it brings people in.
It does. The more restaurants in the area, the more people come to the area, and then they choose where to go.
Right. So that's the attitude, right? If you have that attitude of seeing the good, it helps out too. And there's truth to what you're saying.
I'm a very positive person, and I'm always optimistic.
The glass is half full. You know what I heard a guy say, Nick?
What's that, brother?
He said that he was just happy to have the glass. And I never heard that before. You know, we're doing this party for Palm Harbor Bistros here. They put out great breakfast. They put out a great lunch. If you could just see that everything is homemade, everything's made to order. So if you want something fresh, hot off the grill, and made with, you know, all the years of experience
with
you have.
With TLC, lots of love.
Lots of love. You guys should check it out. It's Palm Harbor Bistro. And we're doing this party today for Bobby. Tell us, Bobby, what's going on.
I'm going off to the University of Central Florida.
Well, wow. So that's good. So you're going to be getting an education.
Mm-hmm.
Or as I say, an edumacation.
That's correct. It's more accurate.
So when's your last day?
Tomorrow.
So we threw a party here for you. All right?
Thank you.
And this is an honor of you, Bobby. You've been really good to our company.
It's an honor of your customers.
No, it's an honor of you. Well, too, because you've been really good to the customers, right?
And Thank you.
And you're very, and you talk about someone that's easy to deal with. It's you.
I appreciate
that. Our relationship, have me and you in all the years, have we ever had an argument?
No.
Not one?
Not one.
Let's have one now.
Well, never too late to start, right?
Let's start right now. What should I say to make him mad? Anybody?
I can keep going.
But anyhow, we did this in your honor. Do you know what Benjamin Franklin said?
What did Benjamin Franklin say?
See, that's what I miss about you, Bobby. Who's gonna ask me that when you leave?
I'll call in and ask you that.
Yeah. See how it just? I need you, Bobby. I'm gonna really miss you.
Miss you too, Brian.
Well, here's what Benjamin Franklin said. It has to do with your education.
Okay.
He's considered one of the wisest men. If you look in the Richard Almanac, you'll see that he's considered one of the wisest Americans that ever lived in America. And what he said was, empty the coins that are in your purse into your mind, and then your mind will fill your purse with gold.
I remember, didn't you? You told me that a couple weeks ago, too, I think.
Did I?
That was nice.
It's not original?
No, it wasn't. No, it's good. I'm just saying that.
I think when you told me you were going to get an education.
Yes, that's when you said that. Yes. I'm just remembering that you said it before. Yeah.
Education's important. Like in your industry, I'm sure you're educated to know your stuff. Like to become a hair salonist, right, whatever they call them, stylist, don't they have to go through an education?
Absolutely. They've got to be licensed state cosmetologists.
Right, and then if you go an auto body, do you have to be certified to work on auto body stuff? Or don't you have regulations, too, so you just way people don't get hurt with the paint and all that? Rick? We lose Rick?
I'm here, bud.
No, Rick's there.
Yeah, did you have to go through an education or a certification to become an auto repair and body shop?
I mean, it's not like a written rule, you know, whatever you would call it. It's not necessary.
But all the years you have in the industry.
But all
right.
For all the training, yeah, yes, you do. They got a place, it's a company called ICAR. You have to be ICAR trained and certified to do certain work for, like, insurance companies. Obviously, I've worked at car dealerships. Bill was there with Clearwater Toyota for with you. He's worked at car dealerships. They're constantly sending you to different courses and training of how to take care of customers, CSI, you know, customer satisfaction courses. So it's an ongoing training thing in the automotive industry. But as far as a necessary requirement, no, I can hire you off the street and just start teaching you what I need you to know. So.
Dan, you can't buy experience, right?
I like to believe so. That's what I hang my hat on.
Right. Me too. I hang my hat on experience, and I hang my hat on that I care for the success of my customers. Those two things. Experience.
Yes.
Like,
and there also, your experience goes down to the customer that you care, and that is the best advertising you can have.
Just like we said earlier about Rick, people want to do business with Rick because he's a good man. Right? So that also has to do with it, too, is you have to have a good personality, too.
Well, it's a trust thing too, and that's right. One of the things too I like about Bill, Dr. Clearwater Toyota, because I do intermingle with them a lot, and I see it a lot. I mean, you know, there's no BS. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you talk to customers, you tell them what it is, you know, and the more you're straight with them, the more they seem to want to buy. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like you have to snowball these people and force them into anything. Just be honest with them and show them what their car does actually need, you know, and give them a fair price, and they'll buy it.
Allow them to make choices.
And then, you know, and the number one principle, there's 12 principles to life. There's a lot of them. But the number one principle, people think honest. But also, too, is we got to be self-honest, too. Like, I always think honesty is where I'm honest with you, Joanne, right? But we then got to be self-honest to ourselves, too, right? And that's a principle, right, to live by. Because sometimes I'm in denial, you know what I mean? And then the acronym for that is I don't even know I'm lying to myself, right? And what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing, expecting different results. Or insanity could be knowing you're going to get the same results and still doing it, right? But honesty, that's a really good thing that people appreciate, even when it's bad, that they appreciate the fact that you were honest with them, right? And I've seen that happen where I took responsibility, and I don't pay, even though maybe it wasn't me even, but when you take responsibility and you're honest, and it's bad too now, I think that also people appreciate that you didn't give them a snow job. So I think there's a lot there, Rick, what you just said.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, that, like I said, that's how I do my business, you know, and yeah, I think Bill can verify that with you, and I can verify for Bill. I mean, that's how we do business. We just... You know, yeah, your car broke, and this is what's broken, you know. This is what you need to repair. Now, this might be happening to you in the near future, and if you want to address it now, great. If not, you should pretty much look into it in the near future. You know, and just tell people exactly what it is, you know. And I don't seem to have too big of a problem with dealing with customers, you know. So, and I don't know, I don't think Bill does either. I've never seen him in any kind of a confrontation down there at Clearwater Toyota, I think, mostly because I've watched him and, he's been honest with his people and just lays it on the table. So.
That's it. And then, like, with you with the food, right? Like you said, TLC. Joanne, tell us some of the specials and the dishes that you're proud of that you put out of Palm Harbor Bistro. It's just south of the Sprint and the new Starbucks that just opened up on US 19. Catty corner a little bit from the Publix, I guess you could say.
Correct, across the street.
From the Publix. And that's Palm Harbor Bistro. Talk about some of the dishes you put out and how they're prepared.
You know, it's funny you're talking about honesty. My fault is I am too honest. I do not like liver and onions, but I tell people it's the best dish we have, and people come in and absolutely love it. But I personally don't like it, and I tell them that, and they laugh. We break the ice, and we keep on moving forward. Our very popular dishes that everybody loves are Greek salads, our gyro sandwiches, our steak Philly, our chicken Philly. We have a huge, huge variety of healthy salads. And then we're old school. We have comfort food. We have, of course, the liver and onion. We have country fried steak. We have meatloaf. We have a lot of pasta dishes. where we use fresh veggies and mix in there, whether it's broccoli or zucchini or carrots. We have not a lot of seafood dishes, but enough to keep everybody happy. Our breakfasts are fresh battered pancakes or crepes or French toast. Our skillets and omelets, we don't portion. We grab a handful of ham or bacon or sausage or whatever you want and put in there. People love our food. Our French fries are homemade. Our burgers are homemade. That's a huge item. Everybody loves our French fries. They come in, our soups are homemade. Our chili is homemade. They come and ask for the soup of the day. It's always different. Everybody loves our food because it's fresh. People can't tell us enough how fresh the food is. So basically, it's back to old school. No preservatives, no frozen portioned packages. You order. We can almost call ourselves a scratch kitchen because you order and that's when we prepare your meal. You wait a couple of minutes extra, but it's definitely worth it.
What are your hours over there?
Our hours are, well, we're kind of late. Our breakfast hours are 9:30 a.m. However, we close at 9 p.m. So it makes for a long day.
It sure does.
Instead of running two shifts, I run one long, long shift. The only day.
You're making me very hungry.
It's good.
I know. Doesn't that sound
it's
right, Rick?
Good. You got to go there. I'm telling you, it's great. Sunday and Saturday, we open at 8:30 in the morning. And then we're still there till 9 p.m. on Saturday. However, Sunday we close at 3 to give the house a complete top-to-bottom cleanup.
Very nice.
Question for you.
Sure.
Are you set up for to-go food yet?
We do a ton of to-go food.
Really?
We actually just partnered with the delivery team. Not the big boys, but the one that's a little bit smaller. It's called Eats. Something.
Uber Eats.
It's not Uber Eats. It's... oh, goodness gracious, it slipped my mind what we just partnered with. But they will be delivering, and that starts on Friday, which is tomorrow.
Wow. Well, I just live south of you on Tampa Road in 19. Matter of fact, same side of the street. And I'm glad to hear you're on the radio because I wasn't really sure what you guys had.
It's homemade, old-school good food.
No problem.
And literally, you're 2 minutes from me walking distance.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Tell your friends and bring them all over.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm hungry. I gotta come get some beef.
And you can order to go. I left a lot of menus here locally. We're online. It's Palm Harbor Bistro. We're not a website, but it's a Facebook. And we are the one with the logo in the picture. Palm Harbor Bistro, look for the logo and you'll see our menu on there. But we always have daily specials as well, not just what's on the menu, even though it's a big, big variety.
You do also have a store in Tampa, don't you, said?
We've been in Tampa with the same menu on Memorial and Hillsborough Avenue for 17 years.
Yeah, but it's fresh food, right?
Yes,
but
over
it's not
there.
The same food over there for 17 years, right?
No. Oh, okay. It's fresh every day. We've just been serving it for 17 years. Come on.
I needed that.
I'm too serious.
Imagine that. We've
been there 17 years, and we have customers that have been coming through those doors daily for 17 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so. This ain't her first rodeo. She knows what she's doing.
This is actually number 14.
This is 14, two touchdowns.
Something too. Can I interject something for her?
Yes.
I was just thinking this when she was sitting there talking, because we actually ate at the place she's talking about with the ownership before her. And, you know, we had such a bad experience with that we have never even given her the opportunity to show us that she's doing such a good job. And I think we're going to do that now. And I just want to give a shout out on the radio that if anybody else feels the same way I did, and you drive up and down 19 and you see the new bistro place back in there and had a bad experience with the prior place, don't let that sway you. Stop by and see her.
The prior place was an Italian restaurant, and they did go out of business.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Wow, see that? That was really nice. That's what I'm saying. Rick always knows how to speak the truth, but yet turn it into where good comes from it. Did you just see that, guys? Speak the truth. And good came from it.
Rick, if you've never been there in the last 7 or 8 months, please stop by. It's completely remodeled, completely brand new, completely clean from head to toe.
Oh, I definitely will. Now that I've heard this on the radio and talked and everything else.
Wait.
And like I said, I mean, I'm kind of glad now that I have, because I kept driving by thinking, man, I'm not going to stop there. You know what I'm saying?
But please do.
Now,
yes.
Now I want to stop there.
So. Thank
Palm
you.
Palm Harbor
thank
Bistro.
You.
Now, Clearwater Toyota, what would you like to say in closing?
I would say thank you very much for having us here. I appreciate talking to all your people. Everybody's been very, very interesting. Learning about some new businesses over here in the Palm Harbor area and in Clearwater, because I'm from Tampa myself. So it's nice to meet all these people. They've been doing fantastic. And I might have to make a few more trips over this side of the bay on my days off.
Oh, where are you? What do you mean on this side? Where are you, in Tampa?
I live in Tampa.
Okay, great. And then do you work in Clearwater, though?
And
right?
I work in Clearwater.
Yeah, and if you could come here again, too. I really mean it. We are going to have a seafood extravaganza, and I'm going to be in charge of it.
Okay.
And I'm going to invite you and Rick to be here, and Joanna.
I might need Rick to get my manager to let me go another time. Get you know.
Yeah.
You know, Rick, you might have to speak to Seth for me, you know?
Well, just know you're promoting Clearwater Toyota. You know, this is a $500 value.
There you go.
Just to tell you, that's what it costs for 1 hour on the radio on 106.1 FM. So you got a $500 value for Clearwater Toyota. So it's not like you're out here having fun. You actually did something good. And I said Clearwater Toyota.
Plus, yeah. I am having fun.
But I'm just saying to you, but you get what I'm saying? You're doing work.
Did you get to eat, Bill?
I got some chicken, some beans. I'll tell you, I'm feeling good.
That's it. Real good jailhouse food. Yes, the jails are proud of us. Anyhow, young lady, what's your first name?
Hi there. My name is Nicole.
And, Nicole, tell us what you do.
I work for auto insurance and taxes. Me and my husband own it, but, of course, he's too chicken to come on the radio right now. So
so here you are.
Yes, here I am.
Yeah, so we're doing this party in honor of Bobby. Say hello to Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
He's hi, right? How are you?
There you go. Yeah, and this we're doing this, Bob. I really want you to know that we really care about you.
For your customers.
For your customers, and that we took the time to have a barbecue here, and there's... Well, what about the fans, the audience? Play the audience.
The fan club is going to go strong. Gets...
And then we also have paparazzis outside.
Yeah, did you bring the ponies and the fire breathers again?
Yes, the ponies are out there too, and we got everything going. So tell us about why someone should do business with you at your insurance. Oh, wow, insurance. I didn't even realize it. Insurance. And then we had Bob Powell. No, Alan Powell. From he had an insurance agency at one time. You do with Aflac. Tell us why we should do business with you.
Well, pretty much for auto insurance, we'll quote you through all the different companies and find you which one's cheapest.
Okay, and then how does that work? Do you you look at people's records and all that?
Yeah.
Do you ever turn someone away because you just think they're too much of a risk?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. I would think of that because they think they want you, but you maybe don't want them.
Yeah.
Because if you have a certain amount of bad policies written, you can lose your insurance deal, right?
Yeah, you know, it just kind of depends on how many people they might have run over or something. So.
Yeah. That could have something to do with it. What's the name of the outfit?
It's Auto Insurance and Taxes.
And what's the phone number?
It's 727-240-4942.
Can you come some other time?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we got Fantastic Sam's. Nick, you want to say something?
Sure. Thanks. Hey, next time you really want to have a good time and have a haircut experience, give us a call, 727-734-3008. That's Main Street and 580 in Dunedin.
And then we have Aflac. You want to say anything just before we get off, Mr. Aflac?
Hey, this is Eliseo Santana, and if you have not had your insurance benefits checked out, either in your business or personally, call me, Santana. Check up and tune up. Call me.
Clearwater Time. Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.